An Imaginary Life, written by David Malouf and read by Paul English. It is the desolateness of this place that day after day fills my mind with its perspectives. A line of cliffs, oblique against the sky, and the sea leaden beyond. To the west and south, mountains heaped under cloud. To the north, beyond the marshy river mouth, empty grasslands rolling level to the pole. For 8 months of the year, the world freezes. Some polar curse is breathed upon the land. It whitens overnight. Then, when the ice loosens at last and breaks up, the whole plain turns muddy and stinks. The insects swarm and plague us. Hot mists steam amongst the tussocks. I have found no tree here that rises amongst the low, greyish-brown scrub. No flower, no fruit. We are at the ends of the earth. Even the higher orders of the vegetable kingdom have not yet arrived among us. We are centuries from the notion of an orchard or a garden made simply to please. The country lies open on every side, walled in to the west and south, level to the north and to the northeast, with a view to infinity. The sharp incline of the cliffs leads to sky. The river flats, the wormwood scrubs, the grasslands beyond, all lead to a sky that hangs close above us, heavy with snow, or is empty as far as the eye can see or the mind imagine, cloudless, without wings. But I am describing a state of mind, no place. I am in exile here. The village called Tomis consists of 100 huts made of woven branches and mud, with roofs of thatch and floors of beaten mud covered with rushes. Each hut has a walled yard and a byre where the animals can be brought in and stalled for the winter. Above the byre, in one large room, we sleep and eat in the winter, on wooden benches above a layer of snow-burning peat. In summer, the rest of the house is opened up, and I have a room of my own, with a low table for writing and a palliasse of clean straw. My life here has been stripped to the simplest terms. I live with the headman of the village, who has been set to watch over me, and maybe, when the time comes, to finish me off. The household consists of the headman, his mother, an old woman of nearly 80, and his daughter-in-law and her child. They are rough, kindly people, and the old man, for all that he is a barbarian, treats me with some regard for my former position. If anything, I am ignored, left to my own devices, to wander about the village, or, as far as it is safe, to go into the fields. They have no need to fear my escape. In all the known world, where the emperor rules, I have no official existence. And beyond this last outpost is the unknown. Even supposing I had the energy for it in my present condition, where could I go?